You are listening to The Breach, a monthly podcast about acting and theater for veterans. I am your host, Ben Grimes, and this is episode number 3. Let's get started, shall we? All right. For this episode, I am so lucky to be joined by Nancy Smith Watson, a co-founder of the theater group Feast of Crispian that is based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And really enjoyed our conversation. And without further ado, we'll jump right into that. Hi, Nancy. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Ben.
So just to start out with, please introduce yourself and tell us about Feast of Crispian.
My name is Nancy Smith Watson. I'm the program director and one of the three founders of Feast of Crispian, which is a theater-based support program for trauma survivors. And we work, the majority of the work that we do is with veterans. We're open to working in any area where trauma lives, which is many areas, but our main focus is with veterans, and we've been doing that for 8 years. We're in our ninth year of doing that, and it's a way of using theater activities and skills and Shakespeare in particular, with the properties that it has, which we have that, you know, well, I'm sure we'll get into that, but the people always ask about why we choose to use Shakespeare, but it's got a lot of really powerful, it's got some powerful applications to really helping the brain function in the way that it needs to, and allowing for a very full, large expression of emotional activity as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in previous episodes, I've talked about theater in general, allowing veterans to tap into you know, emotions and heal unseen wounds, but specifically Shakespeare. And it seems like there's a lot of programs that use Shakespeare to that effect, and with you know, great success. So you said it started 8 years ago. What gave you guys the idea to start this program?
Yeah, we were in the middle of, in 2012, we were trying to import a program out of Lenox, Massachusetts from Shakespeare and Company, which is one of the oldest Shakespeare companies in the country. And that's Tita Packer's company.
Right.
And they have a really dynamic and amazing educational program. And they have a specific program called Shakespeare in the Courts. That is a alternative sentencing for juvenile offenders. And we were really excited about that program, and they wanted to spread it, and we wanted to see if we could bring it here. And a bunch of things were going on. We weren't even aware at the time that in Milwaukee, the juvenile justice system was imploding, and a lot of horrible things were going on. And at that time it was really being kept under wraps.
Yeah.
And we didn't come across anybody that was against the program, but the idea of finding a way into the juvenile system is extremely difficult because they're juveniles. So there's all sorts of things. You can't really collect data on them and those kinds of things. And we were working on it, trying to figure it out, when I heard a radio program on the dire needs for programming for veterans. And really, the program was about the lack of mental health providers in the VA system, and just saying, you know, they had about a third of the mental health, the counseling mental health people that they needed. And then there was a whole addition to the story where they said there are a lot of veterans who won't go to talk therapy anyway, and that they were finding huge benefit from artistic programming.
Yeah.
And so one of our founders is a vet, and that made me start to think about what if we shifted into this other area. And it was just a perfect storm. We got hooked up with a bunch of people that were connected with our VA hospital here in Milwaukee. We're really lucky. Milwaukee has a regional hospital. We have 180 bed capacity for residential programming. That's the kind of programming where veterans who have really reached the end of being able to cope with the challenges that they're trying to meet come and they live on campus and go through really focused programming. And it's a, that's a very large VA hospital. And our VA hospital is also one of the best in the country. It's very efficient, and they have a wide range of programming. So we get veterans from all over the country, actually. And the people that we met, they were specifically looking for something right at that time. So the timing was just perfect. And we got in, did our first weekend in March of 2013, and did not know what to expect, really didn't know what to expect. And it was absolutely amazing. We had seven veterans that attended that one. And actually all of them stayed with us for a long time. We still have a couple of them that attend to this day from that first weekend. But pretty amazing.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Could you talk about what your method is as far as how you run a typical group? Because I know that it's just interesting. I'd like to hear about how you guys approach it.
Yeah, the most important thing is the stuff that we got out of Shakespeare and Company, because Shakespeare's hard. It's really rigorous. Yeah. And I mean, even I tell the veterans this all the time, veteran actors, actors that have been around for a long time, do not want to cold read Shakespeare. Nobody wants to do that. It's really hard. And so we have techniques that make it completely successful for them every single time. We have never, ever had somebody that we couldn't adjust our techniques to so that they could be completely successful. And that includes the fact that we do something that Shakespeare and Company calls feeding in, which is that somebody stands at their shoulder and reads the lines to them. And one of the amazing things about that, and we were reading it in a neutral way, and then they can do whatever they want with it acting wise. But it also works really brilliantly, because you can adjust how much you're feeding them. One of the things about the more contemporary conflicts is there's a lot of traumatic brain injury, TBI. And traumatic brain injury means that they have a really faulty short-term memory. And so remembering and holding on to things is difficult. And so we can just adjust it, and we can give them half a line or even less. And a lot of times we'll just really focus on a word in particular that really helps them connect with something.
Yeah.
And then the other technique from Shakespeare and Company is a technique for dropping in some provocative questions. And they are, can be very personal. They're meant to be very specific about how the veteran who's speaking the lines might feel about the lines they're speaking if they were in that situation. And they are not meant to be answered out loud. They're supposed to give them a pop of activation or just thought or a memory or an emotion or anything that comes up with that. And then we give them the line again, and then they can go back and say the line with whatever has come up for them on it. And it just really allows them to connect with the emotions that are going on in the scene in a way that sometimes just reading the scene alone isn't going to do for them. But when we start to really personalize it for them, it works very, very well. And they have
absolutely
incredible experiences with them.
Yeah. That kind of springboard into the text. And so that kind of leads to the next question of Shakespeare text is difficult. It's dense stuff. And why do you think that Shakespeare works so well, and why so many programs use it? And
there's two things about that question you just asked. One, you're absolutely right. And a lot of Shakespeare is far too thorny and inaccessible for us to use. And so we're really careful about the pieces that we choose.
Yeah.
We choose pieces that we think are going to, and also through the years have found to really connect with the experiences that that veterans have had.
Right.
And we are looking for pieces specifically, and we cut them. We do not change the words in them. Mm-hmm. Occasionally with some of the odder contractions, we might say the entire phrase out instead of just using the contraction.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we leave it intact. And so we're choosing carefully. That's one thing. And we're really looking for scenes that are dialogue-based scenes as well that go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
There are programs that use specifically monologues. We just made the choice that it feels a little safer to be up there with somebody else and not to be all on your own with all the focus on you, and to be able to have somebody else to really focus on as well, and so that you can let the rest of it go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our choice to do that. And then, yes, Shakespeare is loaded with these amazing properties. And now there is so much, there's so much study and information out there with the MRI. People started doing really incredible things with MRI when the MRI was out there. And now there's all these this amazing information, even in particular with Shakespeare. There's a university in Edinburgh that did specifically an MRI based study on what happens in the brain when people are speaking Shakespeare.
Yeah.
There's a really incredible one out of Emory University on metaphor and how metaphor works, and metaphor is one of the most powerful things in it, because in PTSD, one of the things that happens is that the sensory parts of the brain go on sleep mode. They're not able to access those because when they can feel things, it doesn't feel good. It feels really bad. And so those parts of the brain are just turned off. And you cannot understand a metaphor without going into the sensory parts of your brain. A metaphor is two unlike things that we're comparing, and we're saying these are alike. And so the brain has to go into its experience with those two things to find out, what is my experience like with these two things that I can relate together, that I can put together. And so by asking them to do all of these metaphors that come, almost every line in Shakespeare has a metaphor. They have to go in there and they have to let those parts of the brain come back online in order to understand it. And it's so gentle. It's just a really easy way of getting there. And what, you know, theater is part of my background, but the other part of my background is that I'm a somatic body worker. And so I'm very well-versed in somatics, which is how the brain and the body function together, and which is, they entirely function together, and we can pretend that they don't, but they always do. Anything that is going on in the mind, the body is participating with, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And so the other thing about going into the sensory centers is that there's this little physical response to that, and it may not be really powerful. It may not be something that they immediately can identify, but it's happening. If you hooked electrodes up, you would find those kinds of things going on in the body, that, that they're getting a sense of touch, or they're getting a whiff of smell or something. And so that's this really powerful way of bringing their body into the process. And these days in, all kinds of recovery, trauma recovery, addiction recovery, and just developmental issues that people have, it's more and more accepted that without addressing what's going on in the body, you can't make changes. We just had one of our veterans talking about this yesterday. We had one of our collaborations was going on, and she was talking about the fact that she had been in talk therapy for 10 years and never gotten to half of the things that she really needed to talk about. She'd never grieved. She had loss of a daughter. She had never grieved for her. And when she came in and started to do Shakespeare, everything just started to open up, and she could take it back to her therapy sessions, and everything changed.
Wow. Wow. That's so wonderful. Yeah. You know, so in my beginning acting training, it was all about the gut. It was all about, you know, motions in the gut and your body and finding where the emotion lived inside you. And it was never about your head. You know, it was always about, how do I feel? So I love that. Yeah. I love that.
And that's why we can bring that stuff. Our you know, personal experience with that and our knowledge about that, mm-hmm. which is strong. So exactly.
Yeah. It's wonderful. And, you know, and in some of the research that I've done, like the program, like the Crute, he talks about the trauma brain a lot and, mm-hmm. and that your brain being stuck or, you know, in a mm-hmm. fight or flight, kind That's of way right. in a survival, mm-hmm. just surviving. So I love that. So have you guys moved towards doing any type of live performances? As I know that, you know, you have your, for lack of a better term, therapy or program that you're doing with veterans in the VA, are you doing any performances as well?
We're not doing anything that's not online right now.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We've been doing mm-hmm. live performances with our veterans for, gosh, I think we started in 2015
oh, wow. okay.
with that.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. All of our productions are on YouTube. People can access
okay.
those through Feast of Crispian and go on YouTube okay. and look up Feast of Crispian and in our productions. And the one that I would send people to is our original production, And Comes Safe Home, which is a mm-hmm. line from the same speech that our name comes out of.
Yep.
And that one's really wonderful and powerful. We're incredibly proud of that production, which we did for the Veterans Theater Festival mm-hmm. 3 years ago.
That's great. Yeah. So you are kind of, your veterans are moving towards actually, you know, presenting this live or presenting a live production. You know, different programs do different things. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And they don't have to do that. Our therapeutic programming is the core of what we do and the foundation mm-hmm. of what we do. But yes, we have that option for them if they're really into it.
That's awesome. And then, so we kind of touched on COVID. So, how have you guys been, surviving during COVID and how have things been going?
Luckily we have some really devoted foundations that have kept us afloat.
Wonderful.
During this mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. It's been interesting because a lot of what I've been doing is meeting with other organizations and things like that. And a lot of arts-based organizations are finding a lot of, new things out of this. And are doing really quite well. But for us, we feel very, very strongly that what we do is about being in the room with people.
Yeah.
It really is about creating that person-to-person contact mm-hmm. with breath and vibration. And mm-hmm. And it's we're still doing some things online, but one of the things that is very frustrating for me is that I spend a lot of time tracking what's going on with folks so that we can really speak to things when, mm-hmm. you know, if there's traumatic activation going on or something that mm-hmm. needs to be supported. Mm-hmm. And I find that very, very difficult to do. When you've got a bunch of tiny little boxes
right.
on the screen. And,
yeah.
So it's been difficult, and I can't say that we have found nothing. We mm-hmm. One of the things that we started doing this time around that I don't think we would ever would have thought of this particularly without having to come up with new things to do online. But we started this year a Black veterans only space. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have here in Milwaukee, we have a Black actor who is also a Marine Corps veteran, who's mm-hmm. a friend of ours, a professional actor. And we've mm-hmm. actually been trying to get him involved with us for a long time, but he's too busy. He works all the time. So, but we were able to get him for an hour and a half a week this time around.
Oh, cool.
It was absolutely amazing. We had such a great response to it. The folks that were in it were immediately asking for us to do it again right away.
Awesome.
That they just had a really incredible experience. And, you know, we're learning how to deliver. We teach a class in the domiciliary for the folks that are in residential programming. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. It's difficult because it's a short, those classes are 50 minutes long, 5-0, mm-hmm. really short. Mm-hmm. And, and they are wearing masks. So even getting their names is a difficult thing to do because it's hard to see faces and see who's talking when somebody's talking and things like that. But we're learning a lot about how to amp up the delivery online. It's great. It's just never going to be what it is in person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, we're eager to get back.
Absolutely. You know, I think as a community, we've kind of been just spent this year trying to define, you know, have some type of space of theater safely, but through a digital, it's not the same, and it never will be. So I think we're all anxious to get back, you know, so hopefully as vaccinations, you know, come along and, you know, we see the numbers on the downward trend, we will, you know, knock on wood, be back very soon.
Yeah. And they are definitely I think 2 weeks ago, they opened up all the vaccinations for every veteran at the VA. So they're plowing through it over there. And we're hoping that once we're in the same boat and
same
be
here.
Together again.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here. The VA just opened up all their vaccinations and I was thankfully vaccinated through the Army. And so, you know, it's
wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's starting to open up. So, you know, hopefully we'll see. So do you have any plans in the future? Are you looking 2021, 2022?
Yeah, I always have plans. It drives everybody crazy. I'm always like, what do we do next? Of course, we produced the first National Veterans Theater Festival, we audaciously called it.
Right.
But it was such an amazing experience. Everybody who attended, everybody, all the companies, we had five, including us, there were five companies that came, and the Milwaukee Repertory Theater helped produce it. And it was absolutely incredible. And that was supposed to be happening right now this year, or the second one. But it gave us the opportunity. We wrote a grant for the NEA, so we're hoping, we're keeping our fingers crossed, this month we're supposed to, or April, we're not in April yet, I guess, in April we're supposed to hear whether we got that grant or not. But one way or the other, we'll be doing the second one a year from now.
Wonderful.
And then I'm also just, I'm really interested in continuing the black space only class and maybe looking at other things with that. And then also, this is something that we've wanted to do for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the social unrest that happened in the last year is maybe going to open up some things for us. We've really wanted to reach into the first responder community and start working with, in particular, maybe police and at-risk youth or something like that, where we can start. We have in Milwaukee, in the health department, we have a department for violence prevention. And we had been in conversation with them before all of this happened and then everything, especially because of all of the protests and the Black Lives Matter and all of that kind of stuff. They were very swamped with other things at that particular time. But I really want to get back into that again. I think what we do, we have a lot of collaborations with different organizations, and I just think that there's a lot of possibility in what it is that we do. It builds community really fast. People feel close to each other and connected. One of the things that's so amazing about what we do is the fact that we've got non-veterans coming in, and the veterans are so sure that just nobody that's not a veteran can understand where they're coming from. And then when they start working with us and they start working with some of the non-veterans, and they're immediately we're all a part of the same community. And they're really blown away by that. And
absolutely.
So I'd like to see that happen in other kinds of areas where we can reach out into, you know, other really traumatized populations.
And absolutely. Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, you know, I think that I'm hopeful that 2021 and 22 will be the years. And, you know, we're so as a community, I think that we're so starved for personal connection and for you know, experiencing things together. I made a joke about it being the Roaring Twenties. I think it's going to really launch a new era of live performance and live connection with our fellow human beings, because we're just so starved for that.
And hopefully that's what it's opened us up to, that idea that we need each other and that we need to be together in the room and we need to tell each other stories.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, Nancy, thank you so very much for your time. I really appreciate hearing about more about Feast of Crispien. And I wish you wellness and health and nothing but success in the upcoming years.
Thank you.
And I hope to get up there when all this calms down.
I was going to say, come experience it.
Yeah, I want to. Okay. Well, thanks again, Nancy. Oh,
you are welcome.
Before I go, How can folks track down Feast of Crispien and keep up to date with what you are doing?
The website is feastofcrispien.org, and they can go on YouTube and see the performances. Just go to YouTube and put in Feast of Crispien, and several things will come up. But all our performances are on there as well. And
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can contact us through the website.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ben. All right.
A pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview as much as I did. I just so love what Nancy and the folks at Feast of Crispien are doing to build community and create genuine human connection. I'd like to again highlight, if you would want to keep up with them, please visit feastofcrispien.org. Also, great opportunity to visit some of their past works on YouTube. Type in Feast of Crispien, and also keep up with their Instagram under Feast of Crispien as well. And if you would like to keep up with this podcast, please subscribe to either Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, please visit us at thebreachtheater.net or thebreach@gmail.com. And you can also visit my Instagram at thebreach. Thank you so much again. Be safe. Be well. Bye-bye.